told me that it would be a really good idea to AGT. It's a great platform, so it was definitely something that I was super interested in, and they kind of pushed me into it, so it was really fun.
Nice. And what would you say was the biggest challenge about preparing for the show?
Well, I'm sorry, what was that? I'm sorry.
What would you say was the biggest challenge about preparing for the show?
The biggest challenge was trying to figure out what I wanted to open with, just preparing those first couple jokes, because I want to make a really good impression. I think the main challenge was just trying to figure out what would work on television, what I felt like was going to be my best first step forward. Just trying to figure out my first set was probably the toughest thing to do.
Yes, and tell me a little bit about how you prepared for it.
Well, I had a good idea what I wanted to do on the show. So basically, I just went up to a bunch of comedy clubs in the Bay Area, and I just kind of worked on that first 2.5 minutes. As a headliner, it is really tough, because usually I do like an hour of all my shows are about like an hour long when I headline. So I think it was just kind of tough cutting it down to what I felt was the best 2.5 minutes, because it's kind of tough when you have a bunch of material. It's kind of tough choosing what jokes you wanted to do. So that was kind of difficult to do, but I mean, that was probably the toughest thing, just trying to figure out what jokes I wanted to do at the first set.
And tell me a little bit about the reaction that you got from the judges.
It was amazing. Howie Mandel was the, when I was doing my set, Howie Mandel was kind of like laughing the whole time. He was just kind of like my crutch when I was on, because I was just staring at Howie. Like, if I make him laugh as a comedian, Howie's, you know, one of the greatest comedians of all time. So when I was kind of making him laugh, it was kind of like I was able to kind of ride that wave. But the judges' reactions were amazing. It was really fun performing for those guys.
Nice. And how are you preparing for the next round?
Well, the next round right now, it's going to be the same process. Like, I have to figure out the next couple jokes. I'm working between two different sets right now. Two different options of the next 2.5 minutes. So right now I'm just going to go out there, go on stage, do these shows, do them both, and see what gets the best reaction overall. I'm going to do it a ton of times, and then we're going to figure out what works best, and then we'll bang it out.
And who are some comedians that inspire you?
Comedians that inspire me? I would say, well, there's so many. I mean, I think Russell Peters is one of my favorite comedians of all time. He was the first Indian comedian I've ever seen on TV, so he was a big inspiration for myself. I love Dave Chappelle. I love Bill Burr, Louis C.K., those kind of guys. They're big inspirations because they go on stage and they don't really cater to people. They're kind of just going on stage and just doing their own thing. So it's I would say that those guys really inspire me on how I want to craft my set and stuff like that. So I'll say that.
Incredible. And who else do you want to collaborate with as a comedian? If you could headline them for them, or they can headline for you?
Comedians I'd like to collaborate with. I would say, I think I would probably be Russell Peters. I think that would be great. He's, again, one of my probably biggest inspirations. So I would say that would be the guy.
Nice. And where do you see yourself going after the show is over? I mean, I have a good feeling you're going to make it to the finals, because I have
That'll
so
be
much
great.
Faith in you. And I love, you're my favorite, one of my favorite comedians I've seen on. I think this is the year of the comedian. But anyway, are you considering doing maybe another show or starting your own YouTube or TV show? What do you want to do?
I think the main thing to do is I have many ideas for sitcoms. I think I'd like to do a sitcom, my own story, just being a stand-up comedian. Just going out there and I would say a sitcom would be the best thing to do. I mean, I would a really fun family friendly show where, you know, with my mom and my family, and really cool, like a George Lopez show, but like an Indian version of that. I think that would be really cool. That hasn't been done yet, so I think that'd be kind of a cool thing to do.
We need to make this happen.
Come on. Let's go, friend.
Throwing it into the universe.
Yeah, right?
And what I'd like to ask the people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact about myself. I do one of my, you know, this is not gonna, this is gonna sound ridiculous, but one of my favorite things to do is I love, fun fact about myself. I would say that I'm, I love, well, one of my passions is feeding the poor. That's actually, I know that sounds ridiculous, but I love grabbing pizzas and just handing it around to people that are on the streets and stuff like that. I think that's one of my favorite things to do because the gratification is immediate and you get so much blessing from it. And it's a pretty awesome thing to do.
Nice. Wow. I thought I couldn't like you even more. Wow.
I try to do it twice a week. I'll just go to Little Caesars, grab a bunch of pizzas. And whatever comics I'm working with in different cities that are opening for me, I'll literally just be like, let's go grab some pizzas and hand them out. And they're like, why? And they're like, let's just go do it. It'll be good. Because, you know, at the end of the day, all the good things that we happen in life is all karma. And, you know, you go out there and do those things, good things will happen to you in the, at the end of the day.
Exactly. And since we're also a TV site, what are you watching on TV these days?
I love, okay, so my favorite show is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I worked on Family Guy, so Family Guy is great. Right now, currently, what am I watching? I'm watching, like, weird cartoons on Adult Swim, which is really fun. I love American Dad, which is another great show. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes to sitcoms, I, you know, I'm still watching the old school stuff, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld. I love that stuff. It's very fun. Friends. I love all that stuff.
Oh, well, you have me at Seinfeld and Friends.
Yeah, it takes a lot to disappoint me. I'm a big fan of everything.
Beautiful. And where can I follow you on social media?
So if you go to Kabizi Comics would be Instagram. At Kabizi is Twitter. And Kabir Kabizi Singh on Facebook.
All right. Thank you so much for today. I appreciate you and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the love and support.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Hope to talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.